Hello and welcome to this episode of the AF Mentors podcast. Today's episode is about a conversation I had with a one-to-one coach yesterday, and she was scared because, well, scared, concerned, I don't know, maybe just wanted to get my thoughts on another mentor who had said that you will quote unquote burn through your following with a lower price offer. And I thought it was a good thing to discuss, because I don't know if maybe other people have seen it and are also worried about it. So the premise of this is essentially, if you sell a low price offer, then your followers will buy that and then you will have sold to them, so they'll never come back. For some, the logic behind it doesn't make much sense, because you're essentially saying, if someone bought something from me, they'd be so unhappy with it, with that not only would they not want to stay on, but they certainly won't be coming back afterwards, and they certainly won't be telling other people to come to you. So obviously I told this coach not to worry, because she's a phenomenal coach. Her clients get incredible results. She cares so much about their well-being over profit. And I mean, the two things kind of should come hand in hand. But anyway, I think the opposite would happen. Often what happens is people come in at a low price. There's a bit of less risk. There's less buy-in, something that they might, they're not quite sure. People still don't fully understand exactly what online coaching is or how they're going to be treated in your coaching program. Partly probably because of people like this who sell low price offerings, offer a shit service, and then can never sell again. It's kind of like the James Clear quote, which is something like, good marketing sells once, but only a good product will keep selling forever. It's like, you want the good product that keeps selling forever. If someone comes into my business, the most likelihood is they stay, right? Because they've had a good experience, because I've been able to nurture a relationship with them. So what often happens is the opposite, where you have this lower price, lower buy-in, and then they buy more into you as you get to spend more time with them, offer them more value, coach them, and then they're often keen to invest further. Because we buy from people that we know, we like, we trust, right? And I know this works because it works for me. People often come in, even on different business models, like they might come in and do the EC method, but then also they're a coach, or they come in, in fact, a lot of the time people come in, do the EC method, and they're like, I got great results, but now I'm looking to step it up. I think I want some one-to-one support. Or they realize that there wasn't enough support on the group level for what they were struggling with, so they then sign up to one-to-one. Or they're coaches and they end up doing EIQ and AFM. A lower price offer can help you build trust. But the goal shouldn't always be the upsell, because this is my second point. Like, yeah, sure, I just wanted to break down that kind of myth that you can only sell to someone once. Like, that is very silly. In fact, there's quite a lot of research in marketing to show that people are more likely to rebuy from someone that they've already bought from. This is why on AFM we focus a lot on, like, you know, if you're doing a new product launch or a new service launch, or you're looking to, I don't know, just boost your signups for a period of time, like, the first thing you should be doing is reaching out to your old clients and seeing how they're getting on and if they want to come back for coaching. It works especially well if you're offering something that's new. Because when you can offer something that's new, then there's a reason for them to kind of come back and re-sign up. But anyway, the point is, if someone's already bought from you, they're actually far more likely to buy from you again, not the other way around. Now, obviously, that wouldn't be true if you've offered them a shit service and they feel like they wasted their money, or worse, they got conned. Anyway, my second point is, the goal shouldn't always be the upsell. And I had a feeling this was true, but I wanted to go and check it. So I went and checked on my Stripe, and there's a section that says top customers by spend. And more than half, in fact, I think like 8 of my top 10 are group coaching members, not one-to-one. And the reason for that is they have stayed for years. Now, if you think you're going to burn through your audience, you need to A, improve your coaching, and B, think longer term. So as an example of this, let's say one-to-one coaching is £300 to £400 a month. That's a lot of money, but people might be like, yeah, do you know what? You've really sold it to me. I think I need to work on this problem. I can commit to 3 months, which is normally most people's minimum. And they're like, in their head, they're like, right, I'll do 3 months. It's going to cost me some money, but it's going to be worth it. Fine. They're not thinking, okay, yeah, £300 a month, ongoing, probably you know, for at least a year or a couple of years, or even, you know, just ongoing because I want the support like forever. People don't tend to think about that at that price point, especially not how most people sell one-to-one. Now, something that they might look at is £100 to £150 group coaching model, because that's more affordable long-term as a monthly expense. Now, obviously, you can go cheaper than that as well. I wouldn't go too cheap, especially depending on what your offering is. Kind of a conversation for another day. But retention and longevity are key and are always, always overlooked. Always. Everyone's looking for the shiny new, where can I get my next lead? Well, truth is, you don't need half as many leads when your retention is good. You'll only burn through people if your retention is poor and your service is bad. Otherwise, the more people that do your program, the better. The more experience you have, the more results you have, the more testimonials you have, the more people talking about you and what you do, and you start to build this bigger reputation, right? And if you think about people's contacts as well, like say on average, everybody tells at least one person, then obviously you want to get more people in, right? And you'll have some outliers who tell 20, 30, 40 people, and you'll have some who, you know, don't tell anyone. We have one person on the EC method who I think is probably responsible for over 1,000 people joining, which is mad. Anyway, lower price offers can make you more money. You just need to zoom out. So the take home from this is, I know it might seem kind of counterintuitive, but actually charging more sometimes makes you less money. And it's not because, oh, the price was too much and they didn't sign up. It's because they didn't stay as long. Actually having a price point which for your audience and your offering and the value that they give it means that they want to stay long term, like 4 years. If all you were thinking about, which I know AFM coaches aren't, but if all you were thinking about was revenue, it's going to be way higher from that than it is from someone who's like, yeah, I'll pay your highest tier, but I'm only staying for 3 months. And just a little bit of proof to back that up, my top customer by spend is someone who has been on Commit to Six for over 4 years. And if you care about long-term results and long-term support, then you'd far rather that someone was going to stay for that length of time than be like, yeah, I'm going to do 3 months one-to-one. I 100% know that if you want to change someone's behavior and if you want to give them long-term results, they often need long-term support. In fact, 9 times out of 10. So if you read that from someone, or if it was something you were struggling with, or if you feel like you always have to increase your prices if you want to make more money, none of those things are true. And if you are interested in joining AFM because you're an excellent coach and you want to help more people, head over to afmentors.com, click to book a call, and let's have a chat and see if I can help you.